Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
What is going on here? I don't want to hear that Dalton's sick. We haven't had a practice this week where at least three players weren't out with some ridiculous excuse. I mean, look at this. Hawthorne, bruised shoulder. Goodman, bruised hip. Ramey, stiff neck. I mean, what is it like I'm running a nursing home? Maybe we ought to skip practice tomorrow and have a sing-along.
I could bring my banjo.
Shut up, loser. You're the one who told Jackson he'd leave the scrimmage early Tuesday.
Coach, Jackson did break a finger.
It was a pinky! A pinky's not a finger! It's a pinky! Now, I don't want to hear any more about pinkies or bruises or soreness. These kids don't know what pain is, and we are part of the problem. If we let them sit down every time they stub a toe or something, we might as well give it up. I want these kids to embrace pain. I want them to be men. I want them to know about what pain... Hawkins, what the hell's going on back there?
I think it's a wasp, Coach.
Wasp?
Business meeting in Chicago tomorrow, so I treated myself to a layover in Minnesota tonight.
Oh, oh, what's in Minnesota?
You.
Oh.
I spoke to Dad last Friday on the phone. He sounded so down about not getting that pro job. I wanted to stop in and see if maybe I could help cheer him up.
Well, he's doing much better. He changed his pants today.
I have just never heard him sound so depressed.
He walked away from that interview thinking he had the job. And ever since then, everything at work seems to make him angry. And he's got players out sick. He's having trouble with the coaching staff. And then today, he got stung by a wasp.
Well, maybe my stopping by will make him feel better.
Yeah.
Whose car is blocking our driveway?
Hi, Dad.
Kelly! Hey, sweetheart.
Oh, move your car, will you?
You haven't seen your daughter in 4 months, and that's the first thing that you... I thought you changed your pants today.
It's been a rough day.
Oh, wasp got you on the pinky, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what are you doing here?
I have a layover on my business trip, and I came here to tell you I met somebody.
Oh, God. Not another actor.
Her name is Susan Miller. I didn't meet her in that sense. I met her at a seminar for women in the media. She is one of the most powerful women in sports. She's willing to talk to you about representation.
I don't need an agent, Kelly.
No, she's not just an agent, Dad. She is the president of SMGI. Well, they're the most powerful sports marketing company in America. She gets her clients' endorsements. She negotiates their contracts, introduces them to the right people.
Kelly, I can represent myself. If I get a job, it's because of me. If I lose a job, it's because they're idiots.
Dad, Susan told me about your interview.
Wait a minute. Susan Miller doesn't know anything about my interview.
Well, from what Bill Thornton told her, Susan thinks maybe you weren't fully prepared for it.
Susan said that, did she? Well, your friend Susie doesn't know anything about my job interview or me. And she can keep her opinions to herself. What does that mean? I wasn't fully prepared.
But why don't you call her yourself and find out?
I wore a tie.
Why don't you take the card, Amy?
No, I don't want the card.
Take the card. Just think about it.
No.
Take the card. Why are you being so stubborn?
Geez, you're being like my Aunt Margie forcing her popcorn balls on me. Come on.
You're taking this card.
No, I don't want the card, Kelly. Ow! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! You sounded so depressed.
I was depressed, honey, because you called me a half hour after I didn't get the job. I'm not depressed anymore. I moved beyond that. Come on, let's talk about something else. Jeez, Kelly, it's so good to see you. Well, what's going on in your life, sweetheart?
Well, I am seeing someone. His name's Carl.
Great. What's he do?
He's an actor.
Hey, is that the new Sports Illustrated? Isn't that great?
Great. There's a picture of Coach and it says, "The luck stops here" on the cover. What's so great about it?
There's a picture of me on page 47. This is perfect. Ruth Ann's been asking for a good picture of me.
Luther, don't you see how bad this is?
It's not so bad. I always chew with my mouth open.
I don't want to talk about it.
Coach, nobody sees the cover.
I don't care about the cover, Darver. Did you read the article? The Screaming Eagles championship season was nothing short of a miracle. And it's doubtful that Hayden Fox's prayers are going to get answered again this season. And do you know how humiliating this is? This is the worst day of my professional life.
You see my picture?
I want this magazine out of the office. Gone. This issue never happened. This month never happened. From now on, in this office, it is October.
Happy Halloween.
If you're so upset about this, why don't you just call Magazine Tom so?
Yeah, well, what do you want me to tell him?
Well, just tell him that, you know, that you have no right to call me a one-trick pony or a one-season wonder.
I read it, Luther.
Flash in the pan.
Yeah, thank you.
A no-talent hack.
They didn't say that.
Well, they implied it.
Give me that. Here, Dauber. Yeah.
My picture's in there.
Yeah, when Lou Holtz won the national championship, they didn't call it a miracle. I mean, why is it that some people get treated with respect and dignity while they treat me like I'm some backwoods yahoo who only took up football after I got tired of milk and goats?
Maybe it's your pants.
All right, that's it. Everybody get out of here. Go on, I gotta make a call. Get him up, Doc. Get out.
You gonna call the magazine?
Out!
Hey, good for you, Coach. You tell them they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And you tell them we're gonna make them eat their words.
Yeah.
Tom, thanks for the picture.
Out!
Sure.
I'm not going to believe the people this Susan Miller represents.
Well, Kelly told you she was important. Well,
that was Kelly. This is a brochure. You know, she couldn't have been nicer on the phone, Christine. She knew what she was talking about. She knew my whole background. We spent maybe 2 hours just talking about me.
Sounds like our first date.
Oops. Oh, I bet you that's her. Hey, how do I look?
You look great, sweetheart.
Now, listen, honey, I think it's real important that we don't seem overly impressed by her.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, come on, let's face it. When push comes to shove, these agents are just salesmen. She wouldn't be coming all this way if she wasn't trying to sell us something. Plus, she is from New York. So don't be intimidated by all that fast talk.
Hello, Hayden.
Hi.
I'm Susan Miller.
Well, come on in.
And you must be Christine. How do you do?
Hello. Boy, whoosh.
Hey, really appreciate you coming all the way to the cabin.
My pleasure. What a great getaway. Where do you live during the week?
Well, we usually divide our time between here and there.
I'm sorry. I just assumed that because most people at your earning level would live more ostentatiously.
No, that's more my style.
I like it.
Did you hear that, Christine?
Almost. It went by so quickly.
Susan, would you like to sit down?
Thank you. You know, Christine, our paths almost crossed about 15 years ago. You turned down a reporter job in Louisville that ended up going to one of our clients.
Well, that just seemed like such a dead-end job, I couldn't imagine who would want it.
Diane Sawyer.
Huh?
I convinced her to take that job, and that's where CBS found her.
Would you like some coffee?
Hayden, did you get a chance to look at that brochure I sent?
Boy, I sure did. I gotta tell you, it's pretty amazing. I didn't know all those coaches had agents.
Well, what did you think? The slim, fast people just called Tommy Lasorda one day and said, hey, you've got a big pot belly. How'd you like to lose some weight?
They didn't?
Let me ask you something. How open to suggestion are you?
You think I'm fat?
Listen, Hayden, I know how upset you were about being passed over for that job. And I can't help but think that your chances would have been a hell of a lot better if you'd been a more visible person. You know, what we do is we try to shape a public persona, and then we use the media to spread the word.
Hey. Oh, man.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you had company. How do you do? I don't believe we've met. My name is Luther Van Damme, and you are...
Susan Miller. Nice to meet you.
It's an extinct pleasure making your honorable introduction.
What are you doing here?
Well, so happens I was whipping up something in the kitchen, and I realized I'm running very, very low on an important item. Aha! Here it is, ketchup. Succulent. You know, whenever I'm feeling down and out, I always reach for my favorite topping.
What the hell are you doing?
It so happens that I'm in need of a new agent myself. I'm very dissatisfied with my current representation.
What current representation? You don't have any representation.
Well, that's why I'm dissatisfied.
How do you know who she is?
I just happened to be walking by your office when you were talking to her on the phone.
You heard my whole phone conversation?
Yeah, I was walking real slow.
Get out. Give me that.
Very nice meeting you. If you're ever looking for my type, I'm going to go home and have a delicious shake and a sensible dinner.
Sorry about that. Where were we?
You were just saying you can't have too many good friends.
Right. That was an error.
Look, Hayden, I think I've made it fairly clear what we do. What do you want?
Geez, I don't know. I haven't given it much thought. I've never had a plan for my career before. I guess I should get out there and see what's going on. I mean, not getting that pro job made me realize a lot more I want. Yeah, I suppose I'd like to leave some small mark on the world. Like coach a team to the Super Bowl. Maybe get to the Hall of Fame. Have a stadium named after me.
Listen, I'd like you to meet with my team. Can you be in New York tomorrow?
New York? Tomorrow? We have anything planned for tomorrow?
Well, we're supposed to be having dinner with Howard and Shirley.
We're free.
This is our conference room, and these are the people that work for me. Everybody, this is Christine Armstrong and Hayden Fox.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you. Welcome to New York.
Hi.
Okay, folks, let's get started. Christine, why don't you join us over here, please?
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I made a reservation at Boulay tonight.
Oh, great. I've always wanted to eat there.
Good. Okay, everybody, let's get started. Hayden, why don't you stand over there, please? Now, Hayden, we've spent the day looking at tapes of how you handle yourself when you're on camera during interviews. This is Chip Norwood. His specialty is working with people on their public speaking. Chip?
Hi, Hayden.
Hello, Chip.
All right, let's pretend we're at the post-game interview of the Patriot Bowl a couple of seasons ago. All right, Hayden?
Okay, Chip.
Good. And I ask you, what happened to your offensive game plan in the fourth quarter?
Well, if you're referring to the fact that we stopped running the ball so much and started throwing, it's because our starting fullback was out and our halfback, Jackson, was playing with a sprained finger.
Have you ever noticed that when defending yourself, you slip into a very low register and a monotone?
I wasn't aware I was doing that.
Okay, all right. Come on.
I can't fix that. Jackson was playing with a sprained finger.
There you go. Much better. Hold it. What's that laugh?
It's my laugh.
Let's keep that your private laugh, okay? Might be a mistake to use that in public.
Why?
Well, because it sounds like you should be wearing overalls and carrying a pitchfork.
Okay, well, how's this?
We'll work on it.
Hayden, we're just trying to make you aware of certain habits. No one expects you to change on the spot. Thanks, Chip. Moving on. Nicole?
Hi, Coach Fox. My name is Nicole Wong. I have a background in movement, theater, and kinetics.
And you got a job?
I help our clients understand the importance of body language. For instance, when you answered Chip's question, you moved your hand under your chin.
Yeah.
It's a weak gesture. You tend to withdraw using gestures that pull in, suggesting fear, as opposed to more expansive moves, signaling power and authority.
Oh, I got it. I got it. You mean like this. Jackson was playing with a sprained finger. How's that?
It's a little like the king and I.
Can I sit down?
We're almost done. Ryan, are you ready?
Mr. Fox, would you mind removing your jacket, please?
Oh, sure. What's wrong with it?
It's corduroy. It's college. It's small town. Work with me here, Coach Fox. We need a look for you that says classy, but underneath.
Well, you're not
rugged.
Seeing what's underneath, pal. Uh-uh.
Look, just keep the dress shirt and tie, but loosen the collar and let's roll up the sleeves, okay?
I can do it. I can do it.
All right, we're getting warmer. You know what it is? It's the hair, am I right? Come over here. Bring up his head. Here's what you look like now, so we can see what doesn't work. Just keep an open mind. Go ahead, give us something else.
No. Next.
Sorry, the wrong button. Just trying to give you a few ideas here. Go ahead, give us some more choices, please.
I know we're throwing an awful lot of changes at you. Why don't you take a little time to think about this whole thing? And while you're thinking about it, I want you to consider the terms of our agreement. The way it works is the firm gets 10% of your salary, 25% of auxiliary income, and we recoup all direct costs incurred in promoting your career off the top. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Good. I'll be in my office. There's all that fast talk you told me about.
I think my head's going to explode.
You know, Hayden, it's not too late to just go home and forget about all this.
Boy, I tell you, I never thought I'd see the day when your hairdo was more important than your coaching.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've been through all this before. I've worked for people who wanted me to be blonde, get a nose job, have my breasts done.
Who?
Well, that doesn't matter.
Who is it?
No. What you need to understand is that Susan is working on a public image. This doesn't have to change anything in your personal life.
So help me out here, Christine. What do you think I should do?
Hayden, I love you just the way you are. I don't think you need to change a thing, except your pants every once in a while. I guess it all just comes down to how badly you want to be a professional coach.
I want it.
Then you have to ask yourself if you think you can get there without all of this.
I didn't do too well on my own.
That was just your first try. Maybe you'll do better next time.
Oh, Christine, I've got to do it this time. I can't afford to blow another chance. I'm the coach of the national champions. That door isn't going to stay open very long.
It sounds like you know what you want to do.
I got nothing to lose.
Lose control. Not to mention your wardrobe.
You don't like the way I dress anyway.
So does this mean you want to stay?
I hope so. At least for dinner. We have a 7 o'clock reservation. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine. And Susan, I think we have a deal.
Oh, terrific. We'll celebrate tonight.
Excuse me, Susan. Should I tell Shaquille you'll call him back?
No, tell him I'll be right there.
Shaquille?
Yes.
You made Shaquille O'Neal wait while you're asking me about dinner?
Why wouldn't I?
And Coach Fox, your limo's here when you're ready.
Our limo.